Welcome to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast, a podcast aimed at those that fund software development and those that work with them. In a series of short weekly podcasts, I, your host Mark Taylor, hope to educate and inform on why traditional management processes won't get you the best return on your investment. And along the way, I'll provide advice on how to improve that. Hello, and welcome back to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast. In the last episode, I discussed transaction-based costing models as an alternative to the traditional CapEx-OpEx models used in software development. Unlike the traditional CapEx-OpEx costing models, where you'd invest heavily upfront, with this model, assign costs at a finer grained level at the transaction. That model aligns better with today's rapidly changing business environment, bringing flexibility and scalability to the forefront of software development. It allows us to think about the software development and its operation as pay per use, rather than that heavy upfront investment. And in today's episode, we look at how this transaction-based model, this pay per use, integrates with two powerful forces in the technology industry: serverless and cloud architectures. I've covered both of these topics separately in prior episodes. In episode 43, I covered serverless. In episode 9, I covered cloud. But today, I'll discuss them in relation to transaction-based costing. Let's begin with a quick refresher on serverless and cloud computing. If you've been following our podcast, these terms should be quite familiar. But as a recap, let's go over them briefly. Serverless computing, as we discussed in episode 43, is a model where the developers are freed from the tasks of managing servers or runtime environments. Instead, they can fully focus on their application's core functionality. The serverless in the name is a bit of a misnomer. There are servers involved. But the point is, you, as a user or a developer, don't have to worry about them. The server management is handled by the service provider, and you only pay for the actual computation time that you use, not for the idle server capacity. Now let's move on to cloud computing, which I introduced in episode 9. Cloud computing provides businesses with on-demand access to a shared pool of scalable computing resource. Essentially, you rent computer power, storage, or other services from the cloud provider, using them over the internet as needed. The beauty of the cloud is that it allows businesses to easily scale their resources up and down based on demand. So you're not stuck with unneeded capacity or hit with sudden shortages. Now you might be wondering, why do we often see serverless and cloud being used together? Well, they complement each other perfectly. Serverless architecture thrives in a cloud environment. It enables businesses to leverage the functionality of the cloud while focusing on core functionality, without getting bogged down with server management. This combination is a key reason why serverless and cloud have become such a powerful force in the software development industry. With those definitions fresh in our minds, let's now delve into how serverless and cloud work hand in hand with the transaction-based costing model. The essence of the transaction-based costing model lies in the pay-as-you-use approach. In the context of serverless and cloud computing, this means you pay for the compute power, storage, and other resources that you use, rather than shelling out for fixed costs. This is the same as your electricity or water bill. You pay for what you use, not a flat rate. This model offers several advantages, with cost effectiveness being one of the most significant. You are only billed for actual usage, meaning that idle time, where your resources aren't in use, don't add to your costs. But it's not just about cost effectiveness. This model also brings tremendous scalability and flexibility. Because you're not limited by the resources of a specific server or a data center, you can quickly scale up when demand increases, or scale down when it decreases. This elastic nature of cloud computing is one of its most appealing features. This leads us to the concept of autoscaling, a core feature of cloud services. Autoscaling dynamically adjusts the amount of computational resource based on the actual workload. It's like having a car that automatically adds more horsepower when you need to go faster and removes it when you need to go slower. It eliminates the need for manual interventions and ensures that your application has the necessary resources to perform optimally at all times. It's an efficient approach, particularly when paired with transaction-based costing, because you only pay for the resources you need when you need them. Overall, transaction-based costing in serverless and cloud computing combines efficiency, flexibility, and financial savvy, offering businesses a more adaptable and more cost-effective approach in a dynamic environment. Let's take a moment to consider the idea of a dynamic environment. I'd consider most software to operate in dynamic environments, where the needs of the user, customer, or business are changeable. Compare that to the needs of a static environment, where the needs of the user, customer, or business are highly predictable and don't change. Transaction-based costing, serverless, and cloud computing fit well in a dynamic environment, whereas traditional CapEx, OpEx-based costing, and buying physical servers might be more suited to a static environment. Let's look at transaction-based costing, serverless, and cloud computing first. These three concepts are like pieces of a puzzle that fit together perfectly to create an adaptable and flexible software delivery model. With transaction-based costing, you only pay for what you use, making it a more economical choice. Serverless takes care of server management, allowing you to focus on your application's core capabilities. Cloud computing provides on-demand access to resources, enabling easy scalability. Now, imagine a dynamic business environment where the user demands vary significantly from day to day, or even hour to hour. In such a scenario, this trio offers immense flexibility and cost effectiveness. You can scale resources up and down based on demand, and you pay only for what you use. It's like a tap. You turn it on when you need water, and you turn it off when you're done. You're not paying for water that's just sitting there. Now, on the other hand, traditional CapEx, OpEx-based costing and physical server buys work differently. In this model, you make a significant upfront investment in servers and other hardware. That's your CapEx. Then you have ongoing costs for maintenance and upgrades. That's your OpEx. This model is like buying a water tank, and you pay for the entire tank, even if you're not using all the water it holds. This traditional model can work well in a more static environment where user demand is relatively constant and you can actively predict your resource needs. Since you own the hardware, you have complete control over it, which can be beneficial for businesses with specific regulatory or security requirements. However, it's important to note that in today's fast-paced business world, such static environments are becoming less common. User demand is unpredictable, and businesses need to be agile and ready to adapt. That's why transaction-based costing, serverless, and cloud computing are becoming increasingly popular. They provide the flexibility and scalability that modern businesses need to thrive in dynamic environments. In the end, it's not about which model is better. It's about which model is better for your specific situation. It's crucial to understand your business environment and user demand patterns. Then you can choose the software delivery model that best meets your needs. Whether that's transactional-based costing with serverless and cloud, traditional CapEx, OpEx-based costing models with physical servers, or a hybrid approach of both. Let's now shift our focus to how this transaction-based pay-per-use model benefits businesses, particularly when used with serverless and cloud architecture. First and foremost, the flexibility and scalability it offers cannot be overstated. In today's dynamic business environment, demand can fluctuate rapidly. One day you might be handling a few hundred users, the next day a few thousand, serverless and cloud computing allows you to easily adapt to such changes. Imagine you run a small e-commerce business. During regular days, your user traffic is moderate, but during peak shopping season, your user count could multiply many times over. With a traditional infrastructure, you need to invest in a lot of hardware to manage those peaks, which would mostly sit idle during off-peak times. But with serverless and cloud computing on a transaction-based costing model, you start small, and as the demand increases, your resources scale up. When the peak passes, they scale back down. You're essentially paying for what you use when you use it, saving considerable costs. This scalability not only allows businesses to be agile, but also leads to more predictable costs. Let's take the example of a fintech startup offering a new mobile payment app. In the early stages, the user numbers are small, and so are the computational needs, and thus the costs. As the user base grows, so do the computational needs and costs. But because the costs are tied directly to the usage, they rise in a predictable manner, allowing the startup to plan its finances more effectively. In addition, many cloud providers offer advanced cost management tools that give you detailed insight into your spending. These tools can break down your costs by service, region, or even specific functions, helping you to understand where your money is going and how you can optimize your spending. The transaction-based model combined with serverless and cloud is not only about cost control. It's about making your budget work smarter. It's about the ability to react quickly to change and the power to transform your software delivery to align perfectly with your business needs. Now that we have an understanding of how this transaction-based model tied with serverless and cloud impacts business operationally, let's delve a bit deeper into the financial aspects. The financial benefits of using this model are significant. First, the cost saving we've discussed previously can directly impact your company's bottom line. Lower costs means higher profit margins, or the ability to reinvest those savings into other areas of your business. Additionally, this model supports a shift from CapEx to OpEx. Traditionally, businesses have to invest heavily upfront in servers and data centers. These are CapEx. But with serverless and cloud on a transaction-based model, you are turning those big upfront costs into smaller ongoing. That's OpEx. This shift can free up capital from other parts of the business. Instead of sinking large amounts of money into physical infrastructure, you can invest in other areas like product development, marketing, or customer services. For example, imagine that you are a CEO of a startup that's just secured funding. Instead of using a chunk of that funding to buy servers, you can use it to hire top talent, ramp up your marketing efforts, or enhance your product offering. The servers? They're handled by your cloud provider, and you pay a manageable monthly fee based on your usage. In essence, this transition from CapEx to OpEx can lead to a better return on your investment in software development. You're not just saving money, you're making your money work more effectively for your business. It's about being lean and efficient and focusing your investment where you can make the most impact. In the end, this transaction-based model, combined with serverless and cloud, provides businesses with a flexibility, scalability, and financial savvy approach to software development. Let's wrap up today's episode with a quick recap of the main points. I've talked about how transaction-based costing aligns seamlessly with serverless and cloud architecture. The pay-per-use model, coupled with these technologies, offers numerous advantages, including cost-effectiveness, flexibility, and scalability. By shifting from capital expenditure to operational expenditure, businesses can make their money work more effectively, freeing up capital for other strategic areas. Plus, this model can lead to more predictable costs, allowing for better financial planning and management. Remember, in a world where business needs are constantly changing, the ability to quickly scale resources up or down is crucial. Serverless and cloud architectures with transaction-based costing offers exactly that capability, giving you the agility to meet your business demands head on. In next week's episode, I want to continue this transaction-based costing theme by looking at value stream teams. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week. This podcast has been hosted by me, Mark Taylor. It has been provided by Red Folder Consultancy Limited, a consultancy that can help you achieve better return on your software development investment. You can contact them at red-folder.com or reach out to me on Twitter at redfoldermark. If you're getting value from this series, please tell a friend and help me grow my audience.